Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Years ago, the Montana Family Foundation sponsored a series of events featuring Kitty Werthmann, a native of Austria who watched the rise of Adolf Hitler and lived under communism in post-World War II Europe. Her message to anyone who would listen was simple. The effort to bring communism to the United States is growing and will succeed if we remain silent. That was 12 years ago. Last month, I had lunch with a dear friend in Helena who escaped communist rule in Hungary. His message was similar. The same forces that gave rise to communism in Europe are alive and well and active right here in the United States. This week, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arnson, took up the fight by asking Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson to issue an opinion on the legality of teaching critical race theory in our public schools. For those who may not know, critical race theory is a loosely defined framework of legal analysis based on the premise that race is not a natural, biologically grounded feature of human beings, but rather a culturally invented concept used to oppress and exploit people of color. It's also evolved to include various sexual orientations as well. At its core, critical race theory is a classic divide-and-conquer tactic used by communists to turn members of a society against one another. Now, under the Biden administration, the teaching of critical race theory, including the concept of America as a systemically racist nation, is being tied to federal education funding. In a letter to the Attorney General, Superintendent Arnson pointed to numerous examples from other states, including an elementary school in Cupertino, California, where first graders were forced to deconstruct their racial and sexual identities and then rank themselves according to their power and privilege. In New York, students are taught that intact nuclear families are dangerous and promote cisgender privilege. Cisgender, for those who may not know, means a normal sexual identity where men are men and women are women and are naturally drawn to each other. In Springfield, Missouri, teachers were forced to locate themselves on an oppression matrix based on the idea that straight, white, English-speaking Christian males are members of the oppressor class and must atone for their white privilege and covert white supremacy. If all of this sounds radically discriminatory, that's because it is, and it's gaining acceptance, especially in liberal states, and it would be a huge mistake to write it off as fringe lunatic politics. The Department of Education under the Biden administration is proposing a new requirement that these concepts be taught as a condition for federal funding. Fortunately, states are beginning to fight back. 38 senators, including Montana Senator Steve Daines, have called for the department to drop the proposal, and numerous states have banned the teaching of critical race theory altogether. Across the U.S., citizens and government officials are waking up and seeing critical race theory for what it is, a highly discriminatory, misguided effort to indoctrinate children using bad science, bad history, and bad politics. It's an effort by those on the far left to divide and conquer, to weaken our nation and weaken our families, and we applaud Superintendent Arnson for pushing back and fighting against it. You can join the effort by writing letters to the editor, urging Senator Tester to speak out against critical race theory, and by sending your comments directly to the Department of Education. Comments on this proposal are due by May 19th, and you can submit them by following the link on our website. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.